Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Coot Veal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Burnside. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Pete Burnside. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fernandez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to second. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veel hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnside fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside strikes out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer who is chasing the ball. Virgil reaches third base with a triple. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Virgil scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilko hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-T hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal takes first base on ball 4. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnside hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Chee-T settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Virgil strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle throws the ball into Lump, who tags Fernandez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito is hit by the pitch. Neil Chrisley pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 2 in the game. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Neil Chrisley now playing right field. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to third. Carey moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Seaburn scores. Carey moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Bud Daly. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey scores. Hamlin moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Dave Sisler now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. Jablonski moves to third. It's 5-3, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Garver now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Veal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chee-Tee moves to third. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauer for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez strikes out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Kaline steals third. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-3 in the game. Bilko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Bilko reaches second base with a double. K-Line scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Norm Cash pinch runs for Steve Bilko. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell is walked intentionally. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Chee-Ti takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veel is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Veel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Veel reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. Maxwell scores. Chee-Ti moves to third. It's 8-3, Tigers. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive towards the mound. Garver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to third. Daly moves to second. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Ned Garver. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. Daly scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 8-5, Tigers. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-4 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. Snyder scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Tigers. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-4 in the game. Bauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Ken Johnson now pitching. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 3-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-1 in the game. Chrisley hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Bauer fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Bauer. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 11-6, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Carey hits a pop-up towards third. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.